Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And you are in the clubhouse. It's a bit of a soggy morning here in lovely Hawaii'i, where we are. We've got a great show right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, customer single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's beautiful South Shore. Of course, on the south side, maybe just a little bit drier, maybe not. There's a 9:30, there's an 11 o'clock, there's a 12:30, there's a 2 o'clock, and there's 70% off selected men's and women's golf and resort attire in the pro shop. And Mr. Craig Sasada going out to play a little round of golf with Steve Murphy this morning. May you all hit the sweet spot every time, guys. Ocean's 9, that's a special. At Poipu Bay between 7 and 8:30. You can play the back nine for $99. So you've only got time for nine. Get over to Poipu Bay Golf Course. You get on the driving range. They will take you out to the back nine. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous way to start the day. That's from 7 until 8:30 at Poipu Bay.
And welcome back to the show. This is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club Radio Show. And we're talking with Ron Cyrak, the Golf Digest senior writer and PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award winner, recipient of the LPGA Media Excellence Award this year. Let's talk, Ron, about the PGA Tour. First of all, I was bringing it in about how the guys are always talking about McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, and Jason Day being the top three, and then they always add the number four. Why is that?
Well, you know, Ricky Fowler is clearly sniffing around the edges of joining this rivalry, and he had two huge wins this year, in 2015, Players Championship and the FedEx Cup event, World Golf Championship event. But he doesn't have a major championship, and that's what those other guys have, and he's going to need that to join that. But I do think we're entering into a new, and I think it's going to be a very exciting era on the PGA Tour. We don't have the one dominant golfer the way we did with Tiger Woods for a dozen years, but we're going to see a really, really compelling rivalry among these three or four guys.
Exactly. So we're adding Ricky because, I mean, the idea that we have this many great golfers playing, is it important to have one of them stand out and be the dominant one that everyone's chasing for there to be excitement?
Well, I tend to think that all the individual sports, golf, boxing, tennis, do better when there's a clear king of the hill that everybody's trying to knock off. That's when it's really compelling. But I do think there is this other kind of thing. You know, this is going to be more like that period between Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, which was pretty exciting. We had Greg Norman and Aldo and Nimitz Highway, a lot of really talented guys. Bakery.
Financing available, OAC.
Exactly. Let's take a break here and let them finish up, and we'll be right back with Ron Cyrak.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore.
I'm Danielle.
Some share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination?
It may be working.
Durastone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans.
No.
Durastone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Durastone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futurestone. Only the best.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Ron Syrak, Golf Digest senior writer, and we started off just deciding whether or not there's got to be somebody at the top of the heap, and we talk about the big three, and they are, it's exciting watching Jason Day and Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy coming back. It'll be interesting to see the form they're in when the season starts again. But let's talk women's golf. This is Ron Syrak's forte. He covers the women's golf. He also covers the financial aspect of the game of golf, and that's all we could talk for a long time. Obviously the PGA Tour is in fine financial shape, but the rest of the golf industry is still coming back from the highs of the Tiger Woods dominant time. It's almost like we need somebody at the top of the heap to really spark that drive to go get the best new driver there is out there. Now, in the women's game, it's Lydia Ko, NB Park, and Stacey Lewis. Ron Syrak, can you add Lexi Thompson as the fourth?
There were glimmers of hopes with Lexi in 2015. She's starting to figure out the short game, and that's what's holding her back. You know, she can't get the ball in the hole reliably up there. And we've seen, you know, look, we've seen Michelle Wee struggle with her putting for her entire career. But we saw Annika Sorenstam struggle with her putting early on and then figure it out to become not necessarily a great putter, but a great putter when it mattered a lot. So Lexi may be getting there. It would be good to be able to add her into the mix. But right now, boy, I'll tell you, the stuff that Lydia Ko's doing, she just might be able to put that tour on her back and carry it herself for a few years. And for somebody who's 18 years old, that's pretty remarkable.
Do you sense that the people who are watching, who are following the women's game, are as excited about Lydia Ko as her stats should make them?
You know, I think that she was probably the most underplayed, undervalued story of 2015. She became the youngest player ever to reach number one in the Rolex rankings, the youngest player to win an LPGA major championship, the youngest player to get to 10 career LPGA wins, breaking Nancy Lopez's record by 3.5 years. I think that her achievements have really been undervalued, and people are still getting to know her. But one of the things they're going to find out about her, and this is where she and Jordan Spieth have a lot in common, they're both really nice people. In addition to being really good golfers, they're really nice people, and both of them are going to connect with the fans extremely well.
That's nice. And speaking of young, she started winning as an amateur at the age of 14. She won a professional event at the age of 14. Amazing. I mean, it was just like, what? Now, in the LET on the 22nd of this month, a 17-year-old amateur from India, Aditi Ashok, made history. She became the youngest and the first Indian player to win the Ladies European Tour Lala Achia Tour School Final qualifying. It was in Morocco. And I thought that was great to see the India golfer starting to come to fore. The men have been there, and there's been this undercurrent of women being interested. This young lady says this has been her dream since the age of 5.
This could be the next frontier for golf right now. And we saw it on the men's side, as you said, with Lahiri, played President's Cup, played well in a couple of majors. The LET is fascinating. They start out their season in New Zealand, and they go to Australia, then they go to Morocco. I mean, it's really, truly a global tour, as the men's European tour is. And we are seeing, I think we're going to see two good new frontiers coming. And one's going to be India. And I think the other one, and is going to get a huge boost in 2016 from the Olympics, is going to be South America. I think that in terms of a bulk of golfers coming, they're going to be more important than China. I think China's going to be, it's going to do what it's, I think China's going to continue to do what it's done in other sports, which is produce a small number of world-class athletes, but not necessarily, it's not going to produce a billion new golfers. But as a mass sport, as a recreational sport, I think that India and I think that South America could be the next really growth spot for the game.
Where they're more inclined to build golf courses, where in China there's the government crackdown on just the government or party members. They're not supposed to play golf, certainly not during the day, and certainly not to do business. So
right, it's China is more of a technically golf's illegal there, you know. So although they do see the potential for it becoming a tourist revenue stream. Hainan Island, which I went to, which is off the southern coast of China, they want to develop into their Hawaii, their tourist destination. But they're going to be more interested in winning Olympic gold medals and major championships than they are in the other thing that Latin America is going to do better and possibly India better than China is develop a middle class. And that's when the game really grows. You look at the big growth periods here. That period after World War II, when a strong middle class emerged and the game moved out of the country clubs to the recreational golfer that way, the game really grew. And I think you have a chance to see that in Latin America and India more than you're going to see it in China.
The game of golf depends on visibility. It used to be that, you know, they would barnstorm the 13 founders of the LPGA Tour would go to baseball events because they could then play in front of these large crowds. It'd be like going, having a live spot on Johnny Carson and being able to play. Only, of course, not as many in the beginning as Johnny Carson had. You'd still be in front of just a stadium of people watching. So I'm looking at the sponsors of these events, these tours, the LPGA coming on strong, the LET, the road to the LPGA, the Symetra Tour, also promising more money to make it more financially viable for these women to actually earn a living. The Legends Tour, Walgreens Charity Championship, was played in Seagate in Florida. Today it's rebroadcast on Comcast Sportsnet in New England at 4 o'clock in the afternoon your time. And I thought, that is so cool. For the Legends Tour to get more exposure on television, which is the way you get in.
Yeah, you know, when people ask me just in general, what's the single most important thing that would happen to get women's golf to grow, I always say it's better TV exposure, because that's where it really comes from. You know, the LPGA, Mike Wan has said for a couple years now, he's got enough tournaments. What he needs is to better promote the tournaments that he has, and he wants to raise purses. In 2016, the LPGA is going to have the weekend rounds of the KPMG Women's PGA Championship on NBC, the weekend rounds of the Ricoh Women's British Open on NBC, the Sunday rounds of the International Crown on NBC. And he said that's really important to get on those. While Golf Channel does a great job, when you're on Golf Channel, you're preaching to the choir. When you get on these other networks, you're reaching the casual golf fan, and then you have a real chance to grow your audience.
Exactly. Before we go, I need to talk to you about the USGA. I know you go every year to the annual USGA meeting, and what I was fascinated by was their decision to make it, if for want of a better word, illegal for a person to post a score toward their gin if they've played solo. And that just seemed a very strange idea. Do you know what was behind that decision?
You know, I don't really know what's behind that decision, except that I do think it has something to do with the fact that they and the Royal and Ancient, which runs the game everywhere else except the United States and Mexico, are trying to get on the same page about handicaps. Because everybody that I know isn't worried so much about the vanity handicap. They're worried about the sandbaggers, you know, and the sandbaggers are more, it's not the person who plays a solo round and then puts in for a 77 when they actually shot an 83. It's more the person who puts in for an 83 when they really shot a 77, you know, and so I think it has to do with them trying to get on the same page. But it is a head scratcher. You sit there and you wonder, you know, why are you making it more difficult for the casual recreational fan to be part of the system? You know, we should be making it easier for them to be part of the system.
That's exactly what I thought. I couldn't help but wonder. And on one other point that I was really excited about was the new heads of the European tours, so to speak. The RNA has a new chief executive. The European Tour has a new chief executive. But I'm going to Martin Slumbers, succeeding Peter Dawson in St. Andrews. Slumbers deciding to step up the problem about slow play and then actually possibly publishing the players who are the slowest.
It's been my suggestion for a long time that all the tours should every week publish the names of the 10 slowest players on tour. There's nothing like, you know, it's like, now the PGA Tour is never going to do that. The PGA Tour doesn't give stroke penalties for slow play. The last one they gave was in 1995, I believe it was. They'll find somebody, but they won't give stroke penalties, and a stroke penalty is more impactful. The PGA Tour also has this policy, which the European Tour doesn't have, where they don't make public penalties against players on anything. And I totally disagree with that. I think public humiliation is the best way to modify behavior. And I do think that I think slow play is a problem. It's a problem in the recreational game. They learn it by watching the pro game, and they need to crack down on it. I'm excited that we're having all these changes of leadership going on in these various organizations at the same time, because it really gives us a chance to blaze new trails. And if you look at it, everybody's moved women to a front burner now. The RNA is letting women into the club. Augusta National did it a couple of years ago. The next president of the USGA is going to be Diana Murphy. The next president of the PGA of America after Derek Sprague will be Susie Whaley. It's really a time when they're moving women to a front burner, and I think that everybody's realizing that getting the game growing again is really, really important, and I think they're trying to figure out ways to do that. I do think penalizing and publishing the names of slow players in the Pro Tour would be a great step.
You're great. Thank you. Ron Syrak, Golf Digest senior writer, thank you for being with me through this beginning of the show. You're awesome. It's awesome talking with you. I can't wait to talk with you some more in 2016.
Thanks for having me on, Daniel. Always a pleasure.
Aloha and Happy New Year.
Aloha.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff. at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available. OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, the Hawaii Tourism Authority is the new entitlement sponsor of the Pro Junior Competition that's held every year at the Sony Open Tournament, the tournament week. It's Tuesday, January 11th, and the Hawaii Tourism Authority Pro Junior Challenge, official event of the 2016 Sony Open in Hawaii, and it pits our local junior golfers against, they're teamed up with one of the Sony Open in Hawaii players, professional PGA Tour players, and then the teams play against each other. It's a lot of fun. It's a great experience for the kids, and it's awesome. All right, we have a guest on, and I'm looking forward to making this a continuing feature of the golf club. Les Jeremiah Jr., Director of Golf Course Maintenance at Hawakalei. He's with us this morning. Welcome to the show, Les.
How are you? Good morning. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. It's beautiful. If you love a little rain and a little wind out of the north, potentially gusting to 45 miles an hour, so do be prepared for some gusty winds and for that ball to fly in some very unusual locations. If 15 to 30 is what's forecast with gusts to 45. Let's talk about the golf course superintendent. What is your role? You know, we're talking about the golf courses, and what do you do?
Yeah, the funny thing, Daniel, is that, you know, no one really knows, you know, as a golfer, really what a golf course superintendent does, because we're behind the scenes, and so we take care of the maintenance of the golf course, supplying the product for the guests. So everything from the greens, tees, fairways, to the rough, the sand traps, the lakes, whatever it may be, when it comes to maintenance, that's our job to make sure that that's in the best possible condition to supply those, you know, superb playing conditions for the guests. So there's a lot that happens, and, you know, I'm here just to bring some awareness about what we do with the best possible playing conditions for our golfers of Hawaii, or in general for golfers.
Do you know if any golf course architects use a golf course superintendent's view when they're putting together a golf course?
Yes, most certainly. I've worked with a lot of architects, you know, as well as a lot of my colleagues, because the architects have a vision and they put the golf course together, but working along with the superintendent, they decide what's the best turf grasses to grow, what grasses might grow better in shade, what particular irrigation systems might be better to work in certain conditions, as well as certain soils. And there's a bunch of thought process that both the architect and superintendent collaborate on. So it's really fun.
It must be. Now, you're over at Hawakalei Country Club, and I understand that there's some plans in the work for Hawakalei. It was open. It's an Ernie Els design course. It's beautiful, but it's not quite finished.
We have some major plans coming up for Hawakalei. Probably by the end of 2017, we're going to introduce a brand new clubhouse to our area. We're looking at the owner is very dedicated in improving the conditions on the golf course as far as sand traps, some of the aesthetics on the golf course, improving like the coral areas around turf areas, improving conditions on turf itself, as well as enhancing the driving range and a lot more cart path work. So a lot of things on the fire right now, and the owner is very committed.
Well, you mentioned coral areas. What was the challenge of building a golf course near to something as delicate as the coral?
As you know, coral is pretty tough. So during the construction process, there was a lot of heavy machinery that had to be used, as well as some clever engineering with jackhammers and actually even probably blowing up certain areas with dynamite to get it right.
Wow.
Heavy-duty trenches and things like that.
So I bet it was. How, when you talk about improving those areas, what do you mean?
The original design, they incorporated a lot of older, bigger-type wood chips. So our new design calls for bringing those areas out and incorporating some new fresh coral chips and some nice crushed coral sand to give it a better look to fit Ernie L's design. So.
Oh, nice. Okay. When I can't help but wonder, what does a golf course superintendent wish the golfer would do differently while on his quote unquote on your when people are walking around your course that you've been working on so hard, what do you wish golfers would do differently?
Yeah, we always appreciate our members and golfers coming out because they're the bread and butter of our operation. But in general, we always have our little things where we wish golfers could do better. Number one, keeping golf carts away from the greens and tee boxes, at least about 60 to 70 feet away from those, or keeping them on the cart path. Because we're always trying to preserve the health of the turf and the look of the turf. So more traffic on the turf causes more wear and tear on the turf. So that's one. Fixing ball marks on the green. That happens when somebody hits the ball on the green and makes a little dent into the green. So when the next golfer comes, if that's not fixed, then the golfer has to putt over that or he has to take some time to fix that. So that's another one. And then racing sand trap. Once they play a sand trap, it's always common courtesy to, as you exit the bunker to rake, your footprint's going out. So that's always a big help. So those are probably the three biggest ones that we always kind of wish, our members of golfers to be better.
There's one question that always comes up. Where do I put the rake when I finish raking the bunker?
Danielle, you asked one of those questions that every club has kind of a different perspective on. On our club, what a USGA prefers it to be half in and half out at an angle. So when the ball, someone hits the ball at a certain angle, it can come in and roll through the rake and into the sand instead of up against the rake for ruling purposes. But some people like it in, some people like it out. But luckily, we leave it in and at an angle along the edge.
Okay, so just look to see where you found it before. Hopefully, the last person put it in the right place and follow along. That would be the rule of thumb?
Normally, if you want to just keep it a rule of thumb, you want to have the rakes in an area where they normally walk in and out to make it easily available rather than having to walk all the way to the other side of the sand trap.
Yeah.
Just for a rake.
Yeah, because a lot of people say, oh, no, the head of the rake needs to be facing this way.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
The head of the rake needs to be facing, and they put it, lay it on the side, you know, and I'm looking at that going, really? Seriously? We're worried about the direction of the head of the rake? So what you're saying is the head of the rake should be in, and the handle should be out, so half in and half out. That's what you're saying.
That's the USGA recommendation.
Right.
Again, every club has their. It's a big conversation with every club on how it should be. Rule of thumb: half in, half out, or leave, make it accessible so every golfer doesn't have to walk so far to grab it.
Yeah.
And to exit out.
It makes sense. I mean, if you can reach in and get that ball pretty. I mean, clean the trap. Yeah, reach in and get the ball. That would be even better, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's fascinating the opportunities that many people don't realize that they may have to work in Hawaii in the dirt. I mean, it's wonderful to work with our aina, and it's just and to take care of it. Because the Golf Course Superintendents Association and the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association, you guys work hard to make sure that the golf course itself doesn't impact the rest of the world negatively.
Sure.
And that's really the final message before I, next time you're on, I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to you. So I'm kind of putting this carrot. So I want you to come back.
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad to help.
The opportunities that our young people have in the industry, how they could find really good jobs doing what you do. High-paying jobs, much better than they probably thought. But the question I have is, a lot of people still have the stigma attached that somehow the golf course is bad as a neighbor. Is that still the case?
You always have certain perspectives on golf and a negative impact for the environment. But one of the things that we want to come out is bring our message of exactly what we do. How much we're educated to actually help the environment and actually want to have people participate or call in or ask us questions. I mean, we're part of an organization, not only in Hawaii, but a nationwide organization that is committed to this. So everything from understanding endangered species to being certified as pesticide and chemical and fertilizer applicators, we're required to do that by state. And so there's a lot that people don't know, and we just want to bring the positive message of our organization and what we do. So we're excited to be a part of that, and thanks for the opportunity, Daniel.
Oh, absolutely. Just the technological advances in turf grass management has probably, and the new strains of grass that are out, have probably has made your job so much easier in taking care of something that might happen when you take care of a grass that's hardier, that doesn't need as much help. What are some of those strains?
Sure. People need to understand that grasses aren't just something that's grown locally. A lot of the grasses have to be tested at some major reputable universities before they can even actually be released. So they're always trying to look at turf grasses that can use less water, less chemicals, can have less maintenance on them and still provide an awesome product for the guests. So there's a lot of that process that has to happen before you can even actually come into Hawaii. Then there's a quarantine process that needs to happen before we can come into Hawaii. But once we get it, then we start, we work with the growers of the island. And then we start introducing it to sites, and then we get together and we discuss it on our levels and see what, because every grass won't work for every site. There's just multiple grasses that you need to utilize, on the Windward side versus the Waianae side or the Honolulu side. Every grass will be different in some aspects, so you need to be able to dial it in for your club or golf course.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking right now of how much rain Olomana and Royal Hawaiian Country Club have gotten. I mean, you guys on the Leeward Coast have gotten much more rain than normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're like drenched.
Sure.
I mean, it needs to be a specialty grass to be able to stand up to it.
Sure. I mean, you're talking a difference from Everside being at about, this year was actually excessive, around 9 to 10 inches, but the Windward side, you're talking about, talking to them earlier, is 90 to 110 inches. So there's a big difference on what grass can do better in certain environments.
Exactly, and that's why that 90 to 100 inches is why Olomana Golf Course had to close sometimes. I mean, it's been rough this year.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it. It's good to meet you, Les, Jeremiah. What is CGCS stand for?
CGCS means I'm a certified golf course superintendent. And it's just an extensive process that you need to go through after being a superintendent for a while to take your credentials to another level at the national level. So I'm proud to be a part of that circuit. There's a very few handful of us that are certified in the States. I'm one of the proud few. Not to say that we don't have great superintendents without those credentials, because we do. It's just, for me, I'm glad to be a part of that circuit.
Les Jeremiah from Hawaii, and we want to get more kids into the golf course superintendent world, and that's our mission here. And in addition to helping people understand what they can do to take care of the golf course that they're using, thanks so much for being on the show. I look forward to our next meeting.
Sure. Thank you, Danielle. And on behalf of the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents, we appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, did you say that Hawakalei has visions of potentially drawing a PGA Tour event?
The owner is dedicated, and it is his dream to attain a PGA level type tournament. So
wow.
We are definitely working to attain something at that level.
Exciting. Les, thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Thank you. Look forward to talking to you again. Happy holidays.
You too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, we're going to come back and talk about the Heroes Tour. The Heroes Tour is coming to Kaneohe Clipper, and Steve Lange is here, Joe Groman is here, as well as Claude Brousseau. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The big hitters on the PGA Tour challenge Wildlife for the Sony Open January 11th through the 17th. Kick off the 2016 tour season with Jimmy Walker, Zach Johnson, KJ Choi, and more. Big names, big action, big benefits for charity. Tickets at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. You're in the clubhouse. It's going to be a breezy day today, and the winds are out of the north. So it's one of those bundle-up wonderful days. You know, if you can get out and play a round of golf, it's going to be windy, and the winds are forecast 15 to 30 miles an hour, gusting to 45. Sean, I don't know how I made you Steve, Sean. Good. Welcome to the show, Sean Lange, Golf Instruction, PGA. Sean Lange, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you? Thanks for having us.
I'm waiting for the us. Right now we're waiting for the executive producer is giving Claude a call and Joe a call. So we should have them all together. But why don't we just kind of do a preview of what's going to happen on Monday, January 11th, when the Heroes Tour comes to town.
Yeah, well, we have a specialty clinic that showcases
Happy Honda Days
veterans, basically for the PGA Foundation Project Beach and the HOPE program.
You're waiting for me.
No, really, this event, Kevin Koshwai over at the Clipper has been gracious enough to be our host. Rhonda with the Sony Open has been wonderful in putting together a complete gift package for each and every Wounded Warriors and disabled veteran that is part of this special day. You know, we've done these clinics really all over the West Coast, but mainly last year we actually started our clinic at Augusta National, and it was a special event. We had Paul Levy, the Vice President of the PGA of America. He was our guest speaker. And obviously had a very big draw at the Augusta event last year.
I'm happy to tell you that I was able to jump with Colonel John Bates I understand he'll be your guest speaker, and he's leading the skydiving team for the event finale.
He is, and that's going to be a pretty neat way to end the event. From what I understand, the skydiving team is going to come in at the tail end, and we actually have one of our PGA golf professionals, Randy Chang, that's going to jump with John. So it's something that's unique, and obviously all the help that we've got from Greg Nichols and Joe Groman has been outstanding to put this this whole package together.
Now, what are the, I understand 25-plus PGA professionals and some non-PGA professionals, PGA golf teachers, are going to get together with 30 to 35-plus veterans and wounded warriors. Now, when I was over at Fort Belvoir, Steve Granger started the Wounded Warrior Program on base for any branch of the military, and they get together, and it's marvelous to see the numbers of PGA professionals who come from around that part of the Atlantic section, and
right.
It's almost one-on-one the way they're working
right.
with the Wounded Warriors.
That's our goal. Our goal is to definitely have enough PGA professionals or non-PGA professionals involved in this to have that type of one-on-one experience for these individuals that have, you know, devoted their lives to protecting and things like that. And, ultimately, I think we're expecting 25 to 30 PGA pros, non-PGA pros. But, ultimately, it's going to be a special day we've got planned. We run them through some stations. We have specialty equipment that Joe and his team have designed to help make the experience that much more flavorful for these individuals, and we're sure looking forward to it.
So Parker McLaughlin is going to be a guest PGA professional too?
Yeah, Parker has been gracious enough to be our guest. Obviously comes from a strong Hawaii background, and I just ran into him at the Oakley Hackfest a month and a half ago, so it'll be fun to involve a great player and have a get some shots and inspire a few people like that.
Yeah, Parker's been on the show. A lot of fun to talk with. Great sense of humor. And Kevin Kashiwai, great job at Kaneohe Clipper. Beautiful golf course. We enjoyed it. The EWGA had our tournament, our annual tournament there last year. So let's bring in the other Joe Groman, PGA, the Joe Groman Golf Foundation, head professional at Navy Golf Course, Seal Beach, SCPGA Board of Directors, Chairman of the SCPGA Disabled Golf Committee, and the 2013 SCPGA Golf Professional of the Year. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha
sure.
from Southern California.
Good to have you on. So these clinics are showcasing the PGA Foundation's Project REACH, Helping Our Patriots Everywhere, REACH for Hope program.
The Project REACH, the HOPE program, right, Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. They had us do the pilot program on the West Coast about 6 or 7 years ago that turned into the HOPE program. So we got an idea. Why don't we just take this to all the tour stops that we have out here? It's one way to get other golf courses that are in the city where the tour stop is at involved in that week's festivities, plus it's for a great cause. And like Sean was saying, last year we did it at Augusta. We did it at Fort Gordon Army Base in Augusta. It was a success, and one of the guys from Jones Creek brought the HOPE program back to his facility. So we're pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I had a great time inside Augusta National as when I was visiting the last time. It's an absolutely gorgeous golf course. It's amazing to walk that course, and just being near during the Masters week is certainly it's a huge, absolutely huge. So we are the Hero Tour is now here in Hawaii on January 11th. How did you select your heroes for this opportunity?
Well, we're working with the VA hospitals in Hawaii, and I got in contact with the director, and he filtered it down to the Wounded Warrior people and also the disabled veteran people. So we're splitting it in half. It's going to be half disabled veterans and half wounded warriors. And we left it up to them to get the sign-up sheets and work with the guys that they felt would benefit the most from this rehabilitative golf clinic.
And yeah. And you've met Colonel Bates?
I have not met him. I'm really looking forward to meeting him. You know, Greg Nichols just glows about this guy. This man is a man's man, retired Marine colonel. He apparently does these jumps. I see that you jumped with him.
Yes, I have picture proof, actually, a GoPro, 7 minutes.
So he's
absolutely
been gracious
fabulous.
Enough that he's going to parachute in. Originally, it was going to be him, and he was going to tandem with one of our PGA pros, Randy Chang. And since then, it's blown up, so John's going to be bringing like 14 other jumpers.
Yeah.
So they're going to come in the tail end and land on the driving range. And then John's going to be our guest speaker at the lunch that we have after the clinic. So I'm just completely excited about that. That's a show in itself, if you ask
me. Oh, it is. And just listening to him talk, he's an amazing, amazing man. He could storm the beach in practice over in Waimanalo, where many of our, active duty are actually practicing, and then he could go fly in and then land on your green, then do the be the guest speaker and go on to his next function. He has boundless energy.
Right.
And he's retired,
and he's friends with the CEO of Kaneohe, so he's helping us with base access, which, as you know, these days is a pretty big issue.
Oh yeah. Well, it's a honor that you're there. And now, how did you, Joe Groman, PGA, Joe Groman Golf Foundation, and Sean Laney, the golf, how did you guys get together?
Well, Sean's a superstar out here in golf instruction and with junior golfers, and we do a bunch of clinics, and Sean's been coming to help out at all these. We do junior blind, we do disabled vets, we do wounded warriors, and Sean, throughout all these years, has been coming and helping out. He's just a great guy, and when we decided we needed to start a foundation as a way to, like when we go to Pendleton, we have to pay for those lunches down there, and
sure,
the foundation is the vehicle to do that, whereas just at our golf course, we're kind of handicapped by only being able to, if somebody made a donation, we'd give it to the restaurant, and then they would just take the money off the top there, but we weren't able to use that funds outside of this facility. But Sean's on the board of directors, and he's just an awesome guy and has always helped and, been a big part of our clinics that we hold out here.
Yeah, that's one of the things about over at Fort Belvoir, the Wounded Warrior program that Steve started years ago, they can't take donations. So they've created a foundation so that donations can be now made to the Wounded Warrior program in the Army. Because, of course, you can't donate to the Army, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very important. So at home in Southern California, Joe, you hold these Wounded Warrior clinics at Camp Pendleton.
Mm-hmm.
That's with the Wounded Warrior West Battalion?
Yes, that's correct.
And the four disabled veteran clinics at the Navy Golf Course for Vets from the Long Beach VA?
That is correct, yes.
And four more at the VA hospital?
Yeah, for the guys that are so seriously disabled they can't even make it over here in their wheelchairs, we go right over to the Long Beach VA. They have a really nice putting green that they've created in one of their little areas there, and it's basically just having a great day with these guys with a little bit of golf mixed in,
That's Catherine. Wonderful. I know. I was able to participate in one, and it is a great day with wonderful people, wonderful people. How many guys actually volunteer their time?
I like to have one-to-one, so, we'll get 10 to 15 PGA pros. I bring the community in. There's a lot of regulars that come to all the events. So, we usually have about 30 volunteers at least at each event. As far as when we do our junior blind, we have like up to 60 because we bring in guide dogs for the blind.
Wow.
And their people. So the kids can, one of the stations is a guide dog puppy petting station.
Oh.
So the kids go over there, and that seems to be one of the more favorite stations that we have when we run these things.
Sean, what motivates you to go every opportunity you have?
Well, I'm an Air Force brat, you know, born and raised in military golf courses. I kind of feel that being here at the Navy golf course, it's a little bit of our responsibility to give back to these guys that have done so much for us and, you know, for the freedoms we enjoy. I kind of have a little bit of sense of responsibility in one area. And also, you know, I'm the guy that gets to have the most fun because these are really fun times that we have when we go out and do these events.
Yeah, and Sean?
You know, that is a great question. Every chance that I have to get involved with Joe's foundation, it's an absolute delight to make a difference, to help these individuals feel what the golf ball feels like when it's struck in any portion of the club face, and to hit it forwards, not backwards or sideways, is a neat thing for them just to feel. You know, it's a special thing. It's a special group of guys that, you know, that we have with the foundation, and we have a good purpose for what we do when we get together and the events that we plan, the people we try to impact with that. So, you know, it's definitely something I wouldn't want to not be involved with. I wish more guys and gals in our Southern California section did support the program and get involved for sure.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. I was expecting Claude.
Yes, I'm there.
You're here, Claude.
I am.
Oh. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What about you?
I'm good. It's a day after the holiday and just kind of unwinding. So you got involved with Joe and Sean. How did you get involved?
I know Sean for quite a few years because he was here at Colina Academy as a director of instruction here, and he's a good friend. So he told me about this fabulous program, and I believe those guys that, keep us free and serve needs something when they come back home to make them feel welcome. And I think golf is very therapeutic. And so when Sean told me and Joe told me about that, I said, guys, I'm in. This is something that is close to my heart. And I think also because of my medical background, I can't adjust the swing according to the difficulty or the new challenge that those boys and girls have when they want to play this great game.
Yes. Boy, there was one gentleman I met on the East Coast who was a fighter pilot, and he was paralyzed when he was struck by another coming down in a parachute. And he uses a special chair that can lift him up so that he can swing the club.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how much confidence what you do gives back to the wounded warrior. When we were talking with them about being blown up, many of them have traumatic head injuries.
Mm-hmm.
From what happens when you're near an explosion, an IED explosion, right? That's one of the most difficult things is getting your confidence back, feeling comfortable in an environment with people around, lots of people. And the smiles that came out when I was with and watching, it was really wonderful to see what came of the therapeutic aspect of the clinics that you are going to be holding with these men at the Kaneohe Clipper course. It's fantastic. On January 11th, and thank you, Kevin Kashiwai, for opening up Kaneohe Clipper and for all of our military for making it possible for this clinic to be held on January 11th, the week of the Sony Open in Hawaii. And I was wondering if we could talk a little bit about What are some of the prizes that the participants are going to get? I think Joe or Sean, you might have that information.
Yeah, the Sony people are sending over a bag of swag, basically.
Yes.
And Rhonda Fun with the Sony has been so helpful and so involved in putting that together for the guys, and she sent me a picture, but it's just loaded with goodies for these guys. So we're excited about that. And I believe that they already have access to the tournament, so that's not
going to
be a problem.
Military can go to the Sony Open in Hawaii absolutely free. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And they're also sending Parker McLaughlin, like you talked about, which is really cool. I have yet to meet him, but I know he's got roots in Hawaii, so that'll be very exciting. And they're sending over three volunteers as well, Mark Berwick, Daniel Dillon, and Jim Fran. So, they're involved. They're excited about it, and we're very, very happy that they're on board with this. We're really
you want to bring the Heroes Tour to all 50 states. Do you think you'll be able to inspire the local chapter, the Aloha Section PGA, to start doing what you're doing?
Well, I hope so. I think when they see, you know, how easy it is to put together these clinics, it's not as hard as most guys probably think. And then when they see how the impact it has on these guys, like you guys were just talking, I mean, golf is life. And when you get these, like, wounded warriors involved in golf, it just gives them a new avenue to take their life. We got, you know, three guys right now in the Wounded Warrior West Battalion are in the Professional Golfers Career College out of Carlsbad. They're going to take the next step and make, you know, become professional golfers themselves. So I hope so. It's not that hard. There's three stations, putting, chipping, driving range. It's about 25 minutes a station. You rotate to the next station after about an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes. You know, everybody breaks for lunch, and, you know, literally two and a half hours, 3 hours later, everyone goes home happy. It's just an awesome event. And there's no better sport in my mind than golf for rehabilitation. It carries through every single emotion available, and hope, joy, bliss, all the good stuff out there. So I don't think there's anything better for a recovering wounded warrior or disabled vet than this game and these clinics. I hope.
Joe Grohman, thank you. PGA, Joe Grohman, Golf Foundation. Final thoughts from you, Sean Lemye, PGA.
You know what? I'll tell you this. I know we're probably still looking for a couple teachers that want to get involved. If there's any PGA professionals or non-PGA professionals out there, contact Joe or myself or Claude, since he's on the actual island. But it's going to be a great event. We're so pleased with the planning and the assistance of Tony Open and Rhonda. She's been awesome with partnering up for a great cause, a great reason to get everyone involved and have an awesome day.
Yes. And how would Sean pronounce your last name?
Lanyi.
Lanyi. Sean is at Sean Lanyi Golf Instruction. It's spelled Lanyi. Sean, you can reach him there. And Joe, what is your website?
JoeGromanGolfFoundation.org.
There you go. And now, final thoughts from you, Claude.
Yes, I can assure Joe that I'm on the island, and this is a thing that is close to my heart, and I will push and encourage the PGA Aloha section to get involved with this, because it's giving back. That's part of growing the game. That's our mission with the PGA, and I think it will. We think that they in fact gave us a favor, a privilege to be able to help them with this great game. So I will for sure get involved and make sure that the Aloha section put that under the radar and see what we can do to help those people.
Yeah, you know, you're right. What you just said is it's a privilege that they trust you with themselves, because they're opening up to people when many of them don't want to open up at all.
Yes.
You know, it's not something that some even want to talk about. But it's that they'll be with you. And golf instruction, whenever somebody goes to a golf teacher, it's always like, oh, my goodness, I'm feeling so vulnerable.
Yeah. So, but like you said, that's they open up to us. We are there to help them. And we'll make this a team event with a great organization, and people will have a good time.
Yes. Okay. Joe Grohman Golf Foundation, thank you for bringing the Heroes Tour to Hawaii. Where are you going next?
We're going to be going to the Farmers Insurance Open here in Southern California. We're going to be holding that at Camp Pendleton. And then it looks like we'll be going back to Augusta.
Yay! I love Masters Week. That's fantastic. thanks very much for being on the show and sharing your vision and what you're doing. And I certainly hope the Aloha section, you know, it's challenge because so many guys are tasked to do so many things for the golf course with fewer personnel.
Right.
It's a challenge to, you know, but at the same time, as you say, it's so rewarding and it's a wonderful way to spend a few hours with people who really enjoy getting out. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
We'll be back after this. We're going to talk with Joe Passoff. Travelin' Joe? Maybe you know Travelin' Joe Passoff. Or maybe you just know Joe Passoff as the Tour Sunday Confidential, Sports Illustrated. He'll be on the show right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
So you thought, you know, the holidays are over and nobody's got any more prizes for me to win. Oh, you are... You shouldn't think that way because Poipu Bay Golf Course wants to make you feel like you're a winner every day because, of course, it's a gorgeous place to go and play a round of golf. It's the south side of Kauai. It's absolutely beautiful. They hosted the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. So, you know, it's a gorgeous golf course. And all you have to be is the ninth caller, 808-296-5467. And I will send you, priority mail, two rounds of golf to Poipu Bay Golf Course. So dial the number 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. What an after the holiday, after Christmas gift that would be. Yes, you can gift it to someone. Joe Passoff is the senior editor of Golf Magazine, golf.com. You may know him as Travelin' Joe Passoff, or you may know him as Joe Passoff on Sports Illustrated's Tour Sunday Confidential. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Danielle, good to be with you again.
It's good to be with you. And I was just talking with some fellows who are going to do a special Heroes Tour clinic for wounded warriors and disabled vets over at Kaneohe Clipper. And they did one right over during Masters Week. And they're going to be back in Augusta for Masters Week. And on the tour front, you were telling me that you saw Jordan Spieth win at the Masters.
Well, it was an absolutely amazing experience. Yeah, you get lucky enough sometimes to witness history. And from the first time I saw Jordan Spieth play as a 16-year-old junior out here in Scottsdale at Greyhawk, and he did a press conference, and I'm like, I can't believe how cool, how mature this 16-year-old kid is. I mean, he was absolutely the real deal at 16. And then to see him transform into a young adult with the kinds of wins that he's had, notably at Augusta, it's just been something special to witness.
I need to ask you, when you saw him at 16, and you know he was obviously emotionally, intellectually very mature, have you witnessed the transformation of his body? You know, watching a young man grow up from 16 to 21 now, has he changed a lot physically?
Yeah, enough to where it's noticeable. You know, it's not like seeing a very skinny Tiger Woods at 18, 19 years old and then seeing a bulked up, you know, much more physically mature, looking like an NFL free safety Tiger Woods did, you know, 10 years after that. But, yeah, I mean, Jordan no longer looks like a kid. He's youthful looking, you know, give or take what hair he's got left under his hat.
Yeah.
But as a physical specimen, yeah, I mean, he fits in among the adults of the PGA Tour.
Yeah, when you said that, you know, I've often looked and I went, I wonder if it's the golf cap. Does it rob men of hair? Oh, no.
Isn't it funny when the cap comes off on some of the players that you haven't seen too often, you know, without a hat on, and you're like, oh, my goodness. There you go.
He's still awfully young to be losing that much hair. Yes, and then you went on to the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay. Did you think that he would do it again?
Well, he just kind of has this attitude about him that is there's emotion coming out. You can see it if he misses a shot or putt, and yet he seems to strike the right life balance where you don't see him as somebody that's going to choke. And that's why when he did get himself in contention, when he was in the hunt down the stretch, I mean, there was a lot of talent around him and a lot of movement on that leaderboard.
Yeah.
And yet you said, how can you bet against him? I mean, he's just showing every facet of a champion. And even with a little bit of luck here or there or a weird missed shot from another player, you just had that sense it was going to be Jordan.
Yeah, that's interesting because there's times when I think, God, how can he be playing so, not poorly, how can you say a PGA Tour professional is playing poorly, you know, in the way he plays the game. But they do some, it's like they lose their game for a few holes, and then, or a whole round, and then, bam, he's right back up there. And that seems to be what he trends to do. You see him like, oh, God, yeah, there he goes. But he hasn't gone at all. He just comes right back.
Well, it's kind of refreshing in that he actually misses shots. I mean, he misses drives. Sometimes he pulls drives on three holes in a row, you know, gets it back for four holes, and then flares a couple to the right. It's just he has this perfect combination of attitude that says, I'm going to get it back. And like no other player since Tiger in his prime, does anyone do as well as Jordan Spieth does at chipping into the hole at just the right time he needs one or holding a 30-foot putt exactly when he needs one. And that's what makes up for those loose shots into the green.
Yeah, and that's when he becomes human and you go, oh, okay, he can do that too, you know, even though I don't even come close, yeah. But for people watching, there's that human factor, and it's cool to see that.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, recoverability is a big part of golf, and we all ooh and ah at the huge drives, but, like, every pro does that, okay? I mean, to some degree or another, some are bigger than others, but it's when you absolutely have to have that 30-foot putt, and nobody has done that better in the last 2 years than Jordan Spieth. And that's, you just tip your hat and go, you know, good for you, brother.
Yeah. Now, when you said shocking conclusion to the U.S. Open when we were communicating earlier before the show, were you shocked at Dustin Johnson?
I got to be honest and give you a yes and no answer. He just loved the fact that he came through with such an incredible approach shot, you know, into that last hole.
Yeah.
Playing with a par five, and you know that Dustin's got supreme talent. It's some of the other stuff that's held him back a little bit. But you still go, he's one of the top 10 players in the world. He's probably top three in terms of physical talent, raw skill, and he hits this shot into the last hole, and you're thinking, yes,
yeah,
finally, it's Dustin Johnson's time.
Yeah.
But then you go, it's Dustin Johnson. And the greens are very iffy at Chambers Bay, and you just didn't know. You just had that nagging doubt because he hadn't closed the door in the past that something odd could happen, and it sure did.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, it's like there's something odd that can happen, and it seems just to happen to him. It's amazing, you know, and I really would like to see it. He's such the underdog now. In the beginning, I never had much empathy for him, which sounds terrible, but yeah, because he struck kind of a swaggering sort of, you know, demeanor about him. You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, well, he's got to come down to earth. Well, he's been brought down to earth, and he's definitely, it's time for him to win. And speaking of winning, Rachel Kaiama, congratulations of Honolulu. You have won the two rounds at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Congratulations. You will absolutely love playing Poipu Bay. It's gorgeous. And now, we have one more gift. Mm-hmm. Gift doesn't stop. Mm-mm. We've got one more. Tathara Golf, the 60-day in-home golf training program that's been endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, and they don't get paid for liking it. Uh-huh. It's a $179. I will give you the promo code so you can go online and you can use that promo code so that it's yours free. And all you've got to be is the ninth caller. I'm not kidding. We want you to call 808-296-5467. We're talking with Joe Passoff, senior editor, Golf Magazine. He's traveling Joe Passoff, and that's where we're going right now, okay, because we'd cover the tours kind of. But one final question. You know, I think of Lexi Thompson and Dustin Johnson. It's like they both have these fantastic, long, fabulous games, power, strong, lithe, muscular bodies. And then when it comes to the greens, it's like, oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah.
That's a good comparison. And I still give Lexi credit because she's still quite young.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe kind of learning to adapt to the physical changes that she's had over the last couple of years. And now, I mean, I think she knows she can hit it with anybody on tour. Yeah, she's got to address those weaknesses on and around the greens. I mean, 2 years ago, I was fully convinced we were seeing the best rivalry to come for years with the LPGA when she and Michelle Wee dueled out in the desert.
Yes.
You know, at the first major of the year at Mission Hills, and then again at the U.S. Women's Open. And, you know, it just hasn't quite happened. NB Park and Lydia Ko have stolen most of that thunder. But they're both still young, and Lexi especially, and we'll give a little wait and see.
You know, what you just brought up, though, is so critical, that part of what we're watching when these young people, I mean, if you've ever had children and you watch them grow and mature and change, it's like every couple of months they're out of balance because their body has grown or something's changed. You know, they're changing physically. So what you said is so perceptive about they're young and they're growing and that's going to change their game. So as they're performing as professional golfers, they're also growing as adolescents into young adults and then maturing into becoming an adult.
Exactly. exactly. We do forget about that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this is something on the travel front.
Okay.
In the past 12 months, you said, God, you know, I'm looking at where you've been and what you've done. You've been, you played with your 93-year-old mother-in-law. No, wait a minute. I always think I can pronounce this. Chappaquiddick?
Yeah, it's Chappaquiddick off Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. And it's just a blast. It's just, she has such a great attitude and absolutely loves being out. And nine holes is enough these days. But I just, that reaffirms my faith in golf, that it's why golf should be more popular than it is and continue to grow. Because you can still do these things at 93 years old. You take care of yourself and enjoy the heck out of the setting and your companions.
I was thinking, I want to be her.
Absolutely. She's a blast to be with and play with.
Yeah. And then you played golf with Tiger Woods?
Well, that's the other extreme.
I know. I'm looking at it going, wow.
From being completely relaxed to having the opportunity to attend and cover the grand opening of Tiger's first completed course design down in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. And Tiger did a little clinic for the assembled members and guests and so forth on the front nine, and then somehow agreed to join a few media members for some holes on the back nine. And there's really no proper set of procedures that you can use to prepare for, yes, you're actually going to put the peg in the ground and play golf against Tiger Woods. And Tiger being Tiger, this is just classic competitive Tiger, he made us play from the back tee.
Ah! You
just go all the way back with him.
No breaks.
No breaks. But I got a one story for the rest of my life, which is I somehow hit a little shaky 9-iron approach into the first green and jabbed two putts in for my par. And I beat him. He bogeyed the hole with a lip out, and I was one up after one over Tiger Woods.
Joe Passoff, that is that's it. You know. Now, okay, we're about to go to the close of the show, and what a story! You just made my whole year. What are your thoughts on Tiger? Do you think he's, having been with him, you know, walking the course, watching him play, seeing how much confidence, how much he still is a competitor, do you think he'll be able to compete? I'm not saying about the majors and all that stuff. Do you think he can still compete on the PGA Tour?
Well, in my heart of hearts, you know, and I'm speaking from the heart, the answer is yes, because there's never been a golfer as competitive as he is. He's absolutely the Michael Jordan of golf. Every time he tees it up, wants to win, wants to dominate, wants to get that trophy. The flip side is my head of heads, which says repeated back injuries, knee, leg, you know, everything you can imagine now. At some point, all that torquing, all the surgeries, the body just finally says, I can't do it anymore. I physically can't do it, no matter how bad mentally I want to. This is a tough, tough call. I don't have an answer, but I want to go with my heart and say, maybe not in 16, but let's get the most epic comeback ever in 2017.
I hope we'll talk a lot more in 2016. Fun. Thank you.
Y'all, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all the best.
You too, and a Happy New Year. Aloha. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions with one of the strongest fields ever, including number one player in the world, Jordan Spieth. Yes, he'll be at Kapalua, and you want to see it with Jason Day and Bubba Watson. Yeah, be on Maui for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua on the beautiful Plantation Course. Futurastone's master craftsmen, they can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futurastone, only the best. Poipupe Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Creative plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a little store, a big store, a custom home, a townhouse, you must call Creative Plumbing. Because if the water's getting out of the pipes, you want it back in. You want it fixed, and it's got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing. Montgomery Power Sports, where you'll find Indian Victory Suzuki Husqvarna motorcycles, the Polaris ATVs, the GEM electric vehicle. It's Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway. They're next to Liliha Bakery, where your tires grab the road. And Sony Open in Hawaii. Get your tickets at First Hawaiian Bank branches. Check in with the Sony Open in Hawaii office. You never know. They still may need some help. And it's so cool how much they're helping out the Heroes Tour that will be at Kaneohe Clipper on January 11th. That's the Monday of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. The Sony Open in Hawaii. And after that, yes, there will be the Hawaii Tourism Authority. I was almost went back to the old days. Hawaii Tourism Authority, a junior pro tournament that's going to be happening on Tuesday. So thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And what I'm grabbing for is Christina of Kea'au on the Big Island. You have won. Tathara Golf. Congratulations. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.